Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good evening. The show begins tonight in a conversation with my good colleague, Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired, a West Pointer, combated in the first Gulf War. His opinion of serving in the military and his view of the presentation by the Secretary of Defense slash war and the President are important to me because I only read about these things in books. I learned that there is much puzzlement and not happiness among the general officers serving and retired. Want to know more about what Mr. Hegseth spoke of in metaphors, warrior ethos, for example, or move out and draw fire, all inspiring words, but needs to translate it into policy, commitment, operations to be determined. We spoke of the Russian threat, the provocations along the NATO frontier, provocations in space, tracking German intel sats, threatening French satellites, flyovers or fly nearbys in Alaska, and along the NATO frontier. Nothing to be determined, but to keep watch on. It appears escalating. Turning to old business, Russiagate, James Comey is said to be indicted by the Trump administration for his conduct as FBI director in Russiagate. Spoke with Andrew McCarthy and Thaddeus McCotter about it. Mr. McCarthy says the indictment was poorly rendered and needs to be fixed if it can be, because the statute of limitations on the allegation has expired. Grant Newsham, United States Marine Corps, retired, commenting on North Korea and South Korea and the new president in South Korea, who seems obliging beyond appeasement, sort of like brotherhood with Kim Jong-un, whose policy is to destroy South Vietnam. Odd. Japan thinks it's odd too, says Grant. Then a conversation about China with two individuals who watch it very carefully. David Maxwell watching it through the Koreas very carefully. And Brendan Weikert watching it through space. The ambitions of the civilian military program run by the People's Republic of China. Conversation at great length with John Yoo about the decision by the Trump administration to open fire on alleged drug boats in international waters. Is it war? Is it crime? Is it interdiction? Is there real and present danger as if the U.S. is attacked? Questions to be answered, says Professor John Yoo, Berkeley and University of Texas, Civitas Institute. Bob Zimmerman comments on the plans for the 11th SpaceX test of Starship Super Heavy. Also about the disappointing news that Dream Chaser has been put on the shelf, never tested in space, to my knowledge. Disappointing and puzzling. We need transparency there. Also commenting on China, Rick Fisher about a propagandist agitprop specialist who went to Yale and was a translator for Deng Xiaoping. He's now broadcasting that China has the best military in the world. It's not worth naming. Just audience. His audience is the Chinese people, to hear the boasting. We also talk about missile defense. Blaine Holt, General U.S. Air Force, retired. and that Pentagon, if it's going to get busy with missiles, defense, drone defense, all part of the Golden Dome plan, a new direction for the DOD, if that is the direction. There's much more to the show, much more to learn. And tomorrow I hope to be able to put up a report from the frontiers of astronomy with a professor from Penn State who's in on a team that's discovered something they didn't know existed before between 11.9 billion years ago and 13.1 billion years ago. Little red dots, but that's tomorrow night. Thanks for listening to the show. Good night.